This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
Hey, it's Friday, October 14th. My God. 25 days to the midterms, and there's still time to ban those voting machines. You know, the fraudulent ones in Arizona. No more selection of the elitists. We need real elections, paper ballots, hand counts, blue ballpoint pens. ACC's America. Working show today. Joining me are two boots on the ground boys, Brian Ferentz and Michael Schaefer, and a special appearance at 4:30, the Board of Supervisors, Peggy Judd down in Cochise, who said, we don't want these machines, and it's two to one, which I think we've made some progress, people. So we're going to have her on. She's going to tell us about the meeting they just had. We're talking mayor, corruption county, anarchy, Arizona, elections, machines, getting involved, doing your civic duty, personal responsibility, voting in person, day of GOP. What have you done for me lately, Janet Jackson? I think nothing. It's going to be full of facts, resources, take action items, all kinds of stuff you need to be doing every day. So grab your pen and paper, phone, put on your common sense cap, stand up, speak up, show up, and join us. Please text this show to your friends right now. Ask them to watch. And we're going to put up the code for the scan of the AZ Saves America. It only takes 2 minutes. Do the one-click email all AZ officials to ban those machines. And I asked the lady on the phone today. I said, hey, have you been getting lots of emails about banning the machine? She said, yeah, we've been getting them a lot. And I said, so that's us, guys. And we're coming. The cavalry is coming. Click on that. Go ahead and scan that and do that. It takes less than 2 minutes a day. You do it every day. It doesn't matter where you live. You could be outside Arizona. Tell 10 of your friends. We're making a difference. She's going to come on today also at 4:30. So be right back after the break.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, and we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
How about that intro? I love that intro. I love Chadwick did that for us. He's talented, talented man. So you got to tune into Jesus Rocks Live, and that's Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and also 1 p.m. Eastern time. And Brighteon TV, brighteon.tv, covers it on Sundays on their Sunday line right there at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, and that's 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. I'm telling you, this show will literally change your life, but it also explains what's going on in the world today. It's connecting current events with the truth of God, and it really does cover everything that you need to know. I've gotten such clarity on the chaos, and it is just amazing the talent that Lucy DeGrazio has when she puts all of that together. You can go to JesusRocksLive.com, and that will give you all the past episodes. And, of course, if you have prayer requests and you want to send her an email, all that information is there. My new favorite episode is 373. And the one she just did was 382 on Wednesday. I have a feeling that's going to be the new favorite, but I have to rewatch it because I'm here in the studio with it, so I don't get a chance to experience all of it. But I've been hearing some, and it's so powerful. But I do want to mention this real quick. So I was watching, and I'm watching the clock because we got a jam-packed show for today. I'm watching the War Room just now before our show, and Dennis Prager is on. And he wrote this new book. You know, Dennis Prager is an expert when it comes to all this, you know, religion and faith and all that. And literally everything that he was talking about today on the show and the new book is everything that Lucy's covered in the series already. So I was like, maybe we should just convert the stuff into a book and then we can make millions of dollars like Dennis Prager, because she's been talking about it, well, like for a month and a half. Oh, no, 2 months, 14. This is our 14th week. So whatever that. Oh, that's 3 months. So yeah, we're a little ahead of schedule. So save the money. You don't have to buy the book, people. Just listen to the series, JesusRocksLive.com. And the other thing I wanted to let you know is that we just recorded a couple segments for this new boot camp that Defend Our Union has put together. It's pretty awesome. I don't have it up yet in the Take Action menu, which is everythinghomeaboutus.com. I'm going to put it right there towards the top. And it's $20, but if money is an issue, just email when you get to the website, and they will give you a scholarship, right? So we're making it easy. So it's a midterms boot camp. And the segment that Lucy did is spectacular. It really is amazing. I'm going to make it available for everybody on the down low. Just don't tell Raj over at Defend Our Union. But I encourage you to go sign up for the series, the boot camp. It gives you some amazing, amazing content. And that's going to be at the top of the Take Action menu. All right. So jam-packed show today. So I got Brian Ferentz kicking it off. And then the second half, we're going to have Michael Schaefer. And I just got the phone call that Peggy Judd, who is the Board of Supervisors down in Cochise County, they just had their meeting, and they are ready to say no machines. How awesome is that? The people are listening to, you know, the people in elected positions or selected positions, they're listening to we the people, because it works, people. That's what the whole campaign is about. It works. You got to let your voice be heard. You got to tell the people that work for you what you like and what don't like, and then keep them accountable. So we're going to get a whole earful of that. But first, let's go to my buddy and longtime friend of both the talk radio show and the TV show, Brian Ferentz. He is got a couple titles. He's a member at large for Merrick Corruption County here in Arizona. He's also in my PC, or he's a PC in my LD. Remember, we love like letters. God forbid we should say precinct, commitment, and legislative district. But I'll say that so that you guys know. And that's LD3. And he writes incredible articles so fast, so on the ball. He's the guy that's bringing resolutions and declarations and censures all over that need to be done, you know, accountability. So BrianFerentz.com, that's BrianFerentz.com. Make sure that you check that out or tag it or bookmark it or whatever you young kids do nowadays in order to make sure that you get all of your information there. It's really powerful stuff. Brian, how are you? Good to see you. I saw you last night. So how are you again?
Good, Michelle. Long time no see, right?
We had our meeting last night, right? So we're going to talk about that here in a second, because it's a follow-up meeting to the big meeting, which was episode 371, when Nancy Ardowski gave that Biden-esque speech, missing the two Marines and the red lights. So Brian is one of the main people that was been working on the golden ticket. And the golden ticket, for what to make it simple, it gives you all the candidates that are running per office here in Anarchy, Arizona, primarily Merrick Corruption County, right? And then some propositions, so that makes it easier to know, and it's an incredible resource. But it was done by the grassroots. Done by the grassroots. Thank you, Heather. And that's key, because remember in the episodes that I've been saying, the people in leadership haven't been doing their job. So the rest of us who don't do this for a living, that don't have big roles, big names, titles, have just started getting into this, have had to step into the fray to get the job done. But yet we get criticized for it. and get called all kinds of nasty names. So, Brian, I will let you explain the golden ticket and talk about what you think is important that people need to know. And this is not just for Arizona. If you're not doing this in your city, in your county, in your state, you need to. And Brian will even send you the template to make it easy for you. So, Brian, tell us what you want to share about the golden ticket and then some.
Yes, thank you so much. And it truly was a grassroots effort. We did it in LD3 because the supposed leadership of LD3 had no plan, no committees, no get out the vote effort. Nothing was going on, almost as if they were upset that, you know, their candidates lost in the primary and then they were just going to sit on their hands. So the body itself motioned, I made the motion for a $5,200 budget to create the golden ticket, which we did in 1 month. We initially printed 25,000 flyers and then a subsequent 7,500 flyers. We had a report at the LD meeting yesterday that a huge amount of those have been distributed. It just in one area of the valley, 14,000 doors have been knocked on and distributed. So it's really much, much more than that. And as part of that, we created a website too, onedayvote.org, which is on the flyer front and back. And hopefully your producer can show the website onedayvote.org, because the great thing about that is it's not just LD3, but it has the golden tickets for 22 different legislative districts. So if you're at the grocery store and you're talking to someone and they don't know who to vote for, either or the propositions or even the school board candidates, those are on there too. You can just say onedayvote.org. There's a link at the top that says, what LD am I in, which is legislative district. They can search by their address on the recorder's site, find out where they are, that golden ticket, and then they know exactly how to vote during this upcoming election. It has a lot of great information on there as well. So onedayvote.org, actually the federal candidates are also listed on there. Yeah, there's the website there. You can see how to report fraud. It has that how to vote. And then at the top, there's some different navigation. If your producer hovers over a couple of those options, you can kind of show it. But basically, yeah, there you go. There's all kind of things like where's my closest polling location? What are the wait times? You can track your ballot. A whole bunch of information, how to report irregularities, the federal candidates. Really just some great, great information. So onedayvote.org, please share that with everyone. And any questions, Michelle, on that or anything? That's kind of just like a brief overview of it.
No, I think that's great. And the reason why this is so important to not only duplicate this in your cities and states, we got 25 days left to the midterms, right? And people are already showing up early to drop off ballots, which I told you, don't do that. Don't vote early, people. That's the worst thing you could do. I'll give you a perfect example. So earlier this week, and I'll segue into what I was going to talk about next after I just like come back around to Brian. Anything that comes out of the mouth of somebody like a Ron McDaniel, do the opposite. So she was on the War Room this week and said that she voted early, but she did it in person. And I was like, my God, it's against everything that we're trying to do, the grassroots, to get people to show up the day of, vote in person, because we proved it here in Arizona. The only reason why Carrie Lake was able to win is because there was more than enough people that showed up the day of, and that was only 12.5% of the people that went to go vote the day of, and that's why she was able to get the vote she needed, because if you do it beforehand, then they need to know what numbers. Like, you're basically showing your poker hand and saying, here you go. And then they're like, oh, good, I can go ahead and get 5 new cards because you guys just showed me exactly what you have. So that's the reason you don't do it, because it can overcome the machines. We're going to talk about more specifically machines in the second half with the Board of Supervisor and Michael. But as far as this website, Brian updates it all the time. So this is literally something you can glance at on Monday, and there's going to be new information maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, especially with articles. So I encourage you to do that. It's onedayvote.org. Very powerful. And if you don't have this in your city, you don't have this in your county, you don't have it in your legislative district, and you want it, and you're not a precinct committee man, you're not part of any political process, contact Brian and he will show you what you need to do. We'll give you a template, because this is how we regain somewhat control of our communities, right? This is what we haven't done for 30 years. So now's the chance to do it. This is literally, you know, they keep saying it's the most important midterm. And it is, because you're against demons at this point, where they are literally, gloves are off with them, where there's no holds barred. And it's, they're not showing up for debates. Gee, I wonder why. They have the machines. See what I mean? Do not drop your ballot in the mail. Do not put it in a box. Do not, and do not just drop it in advance. You have to do that day of in-person blue ballpoint pen. Comment on that too, Brian, because I know you're a big proponent of trying to get this information out to people.
Yeah, so for example, on the blue ballpoint pen, my wife and I went and voted in person during the primary using a blue ballpoint pen, and it dries immediately. So what Stephen Richer is saying, the recorder, that it doesn't dry and it smears, that is not factual. And in fact, several poll workers have verified that this felt tip pen that they recommend, in fact, that's the one that does not dry immediately. That's the one that has bleed through. Everyone was aware of Sharpie Gate. But I had several poll workers reach out to me and tell, they had people waving ballots in the air, drying them out with the felt tip pen. But the blue ballpoint pen, which has been used for, you know, dozens of years, generations, decades, that one works perfectly fine. It dries immediately. It doesn't clog the machines. The recorder made a ridiculous video, and it clearly was not blue ballpoint pen ink. It was some other type of ink. But those claims are not true. They mentioned it in a press release that their own Ministry of Truth that we created here in Maricopa County yesterday, and there were several misleading statements, ignored questions. They expected to deny members of the press, but even mainstream media, even the Arizona Repulsive, asked some probing questions, and they were really taken aback, and it really exposed the Maricopa Ministry of Truth.
All right, so since you segued into that segment, we'll go ahead and slip right into it. So he wrote, I'm telling you, this guy writes great stuff, and it's fast. It's so timely. And that's on onedayvote.org, or you can go to brianferrance.com. So let's go ahead and just give some of the specifics, since I printed it out here. I'm sure you have it in front of you. They had this conference. Tell them why you're calling it the Ministry of Truth and what the changes are as to why it's like a blockade of getting information out to people.
Sure. It's basically like what the federal government tried to do. They created this group, and they have a special email, and then they're credentialing reporters that they feel are real, reliable reporters, but they're denying those credentials to other reporters. And in fact, they turned away at the press conference several reporters which would ask hard, challenging questions, some of which have audiences of 2 million or more daily readers. They don't credential them. They turn them away. It's the Board of Supervisors and the recorder, Stephen Richer. They did a big press release, and you know, they put out all this misinformation saying how this is the most secure election ever. There's no problems, you know, on and on and on. But during the Q&A section, they were asked by ABC 15 and also the Arizona Repulsive several questions, and they didn't know how to answer. I mean, Richard was questioned on, hey, why are you using your public office and public money to influence the election? He posted publicly on his recorder website against Proposition 309, which is for voter ID, which is a great proposition. Vote yes on that. He said, vote no on this. Well, guess what? That violates the law. That's illegal to use public funds to influence elections, which he did. And in response to those questions, he says, this is a quote, if I did it again, I would not put it out through the county recorder's office, and I take full responsibility. We have taken it down. Putting vote no on 309 was not appropriate to post. And then there was a follow-up question, said, was that actually illegal? And Richard's response was, it's been resolved. So it was illegal. He got caught. That's just one of the dozens of problems. And a lot of are coming out through Votify Now. That's another great site where people are reporting issues happening right now with early voting. And there's just watch this election. There's going to be so much inconsistencies, irregularities, and fraud.
Oh, it's going to be out of control. You thought 2020 was bad. They've had two more years to be nefarious, two more years of hundreds of millions of dollars, two more years of plotting and planning to get around even more more actions. So it's kind of a no-brainer. There's no consequences. And so the next bank heist is going to even be bigger, right? It's why they keep having Oceans 11, Oceans 12, and Oceans 13. It's not that difficult, people. Come on, right? But the thing is you need to get involved. You got not only need to be telling people they have to go vote in person day of, use the blue ballpoint pen, you need to actually participate in the process. So you could become a poll watcher, poll worker. So again, I'm going to reference the Arana McDaniel. She just drove me over the edge on Tuesday. She's on War Room, and she's telling that we need poll watchers in Arizona. We need them in Mayor Corruption County, but didn't tell anybody what to do. And the day before, Cleta Mitchell did the same thing. I said, wait a second. You guys run multi-$100 million like operations, have big ass salaries. I'm sitting here watching and like, you know, sweating to the oldies because I'm in Arizona and I'm trying to get, you know, trying to get stepped down to people involved. So I said, you know what? They're not telling you what to do. Pick up the phone. So that's, put that back up, Heather. I want to explain one thing real quick because we don't have that much time. So a poll watcher, okay, that's a volunteer position. You go to the party. You can have one person from each party that goes, and you have to contact your state party to do that, right? And they'll tell you how many. In Mayor Corruption County, as of Tuesday, they needed 15 people, okay? Would have been nice if they told you that in the war room. I think they would have got their 15. The worker, that's a paid position from the county. So you can go to the website there, which is Secure Our Republic, I believe, or Save Our Republic, and that'll get you to your county. But if you're here in Mayor Corruption, you just go there, and they pay $14 an hour, right? And right now, so go to the website, and you put in your information, and it takes a couple days, but they'll call you when they need. Well, this is what happened. I did this as a good Samaritan, thinking, all right, let me get the information so I could share it on the shows, I could share it in the newsletters, I can let everybody know this is how they participate. Well, I open my big mouth, and next thing you know, I get a call back within 10 minutes from the county, and they're like, do you want to be a judge? It's 6 minutes from your house. And I went, oh, man, yeah, sign me up. So now I'm a judge at the Islamic Center right down the street here, 6 minutes from my house. So I'm just going to let everybody know that if you're going to be voting at the Islamic Center, your vote is secured, and it's going to be safe. And if you want to do nefarious things, you might want to go a different place, because I'm going to catch you, and I am going to be on patrol, and I'm bringing in support and resources, and we're bringing in the troops. So there's going to be no nefarious actions at the location here in Scottsdale, Arizona. You know, not on my watch. There's a new sheriff. There's not sheriff. There's a new judge in town. So watch out, people. This is what happens when you open your mouth to get involved. And I'm like, well, I can't say no. It's just like I can't sit in that chair when I'm telling everybody to stand up, speak up, and show up. I can't sit down for the episode. That's just rude. So I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I called. And then next thing you know, I'm now working from 5:30 in the morning till the close of the polls for $14 an hour as a judge. So if I can do it, you can do it. You can't say I never walked the walk or talked the talk. So, Brian, comment on that. And then I think that we've got one or two other things you wanted to share.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's really important, the poll workers, and thank you for doing that, Michelle. And particularly in light of the lawsuit against Maricopa from the RNC and the state GOP over the fact that they hired 150 more Democrat poll workers than they did Republicans, and that's a violation of the election policy. So that was also addressed in the press release, sort of. They said, well, I don't have those numbers in front of me. It's about 50-50. You know, we didn't do anything wrong. That's what they say. But that's just another example. Yet they won't release any data on what about in where they actually do the tabulating, downtown where they do the tabulating. What are the numbers there? And they won't release any data on that, of course. So I hope that the lawyers keep digging and keep pressing them to actually conduct a fair election and actually follow their own election laws, which Stephen Richards seems to be breaking left and right.
Heather, pull up slide number 8. I went through everybody and I labeled the slides to make it easier for Heather and for myself because I started just loading stuff up. That's the Mayor Corruption County, millions more printed. So when we did our summit 2 weeks ago, if you think there's going to be no fraud and if you think it's awesome that you go and you mail in a ballot or you actually take your mail-in ballot and go drop it off the day of, read that. It says Mayor Corruption County, Arizona has 2.5 million, I'll just round up, active registered voters at the time of the election. This is for 2020. Run back printed, you've heard this name before, and mailed 4.098 million ballots earmarked just for Mayor Corruption County. So the whole state only has 3.9 million people registered to vote. Mayor Corruption County, 2.5 million. They printed and mailed 4 million, almost 4.1 million votes. It's right there. Okay, everybody, it's right there. So don't contribute to the fraud. You're just a mule if you do that. So I said, the people in leadership positions are telling you. I got a text the other day that said, it's early voting started in Arizona. Go in. And I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that. They want you to do it because they want to be, they're part of the system, right? Left, right, uniparty, there it is. Don't fall for it because the only way that you can actually have the confidence that your vote's going to count based on what we know now, is you show up day of in person and you tell your friends and you keep saying this until the day of the election. Brian, real quick, what anything else you want to contribute? Oh, last night's meeting, real quick.
Yes, so going back to last night's meeting, so with this LD3 golden ticket, it was really difficult to get the budget approved and then to get approval to reprint the additional golden tickets and also do a texting campaign, which the body also approved. Yet at the same time, while the board, just three of the board members, the other two voted for it, but three of the board members, while they're blocking those checks, they're also spending the LD's money like crazy. They hired four armed police officers there for $2,700, which is a totally unnecessary waste. And get lo and behold, Dan Farley didn't show up, so there was no assaults going on, no problem. What a waste of money. As everyone knows, I was assaulted by Dan Farley and battered at the prior LD3 meeting, which is the same one that Nancy gave her crazy Biden-esque speech. Nancy didn't have anything to say today, but it's actually Nancy herself participated in assault earlier this year of Tristan Manos, a former member at large. So you can see how the rhinos act. They assault PCs, they slow roll, they blow money, they block money. They're really afraid. OneDayVote.org.
It's unbelievable. And that's episode 371 for everybody that wants to listen to the speech and our comments on it and everything else that we were talking about with the rhino. So thank you so much, Brian Ferentz, for coming on. We might be able to sneak you in before the election, but otherwise, incredible work. Go to brianferentz.com also and keep in touch there and follow him on social media. All right, we'll be right back after the break, everybody.
Crew is what we are, to the stars and the stripes, in one nation under God, where the bald eagle flies. In memory of our founding fathers, where we stand in solidarity, wearing freedom proud, believing we will endure in our most beloved nation. The home of the brave, the land of the free, is where we shall be. The flag shirt, where freedom reigns.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code HOME at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60%. And the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
So those commercials that you saw there, they're just some of the many, many companies that we've partnered with over at our marketplace. Like, so I encourage you to go check it out. It's got some amazing stuff. It's always discounted. That's where I got the cross, right? I got the cross. I got 10% off the cross because I became a member of Monmouth Nation. So I saved 30% on the membership. You can always get these awesome shirts. Like, these are the shirts from the flag shirt, Steve Stern. You know, I'm coming to you live from the Save My Freedom Studios, right? That's sponsored by theflagshirt.com. That's theflagshirt.com. Use promo code HOME10. He's nice enough to give us 10% off. But then, of course, you got the MyPillow, you got Brightan Store, you got Dr. Artist supplements, you've got Dr. Zeb Zelenko supplements right over there. I mean, it's just loaded. That Zag thing, I keep telling people this. I drop my phone literally on my tile floors multiple times a day. Screen never cracks. The screen saver that you get is like $30 to $50, depending on what device it is. And then if it happens, the shield cracks, because your phone won't, then you send it in and you get a free one. So I've had the same phone since 2017. I've always had a shield on it, paid for one. And that was, 5 years ago, never had a broken screen. So it's just, there's amazing stuff on some of these. So go check it out. You can go to the website there, Revive Our American Dream. Or if you go to our Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com, I put it towards the top, the marketplace. So go check that out. And we're also going to be helping out some freedom groups in the meantime. So yeah, your Take Action menu, that's really where everything's going to be. So, you know, the one-click email campaign that we're going to talk about here with Supervisor Judd and Michael Schaefer here in a second, that is the azsavesamerica.us. In order to get these machines banned in Arizona. We want you all to participate. So all of that information's on there. The boot camp that I just mentioned is going to be at the top. Just give me till a little bit after the show to pop it on there. And then there's tons and tons of other shows and resources, literally everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is there. You start there and you're going to go find incredible, incredible information. It's like, again, it's not just our stuff. There are shows. It's stuff from everybody that we feel that is definitely at least trustworthy, stuff that you could trust, people that you're going to like, people that you're going to end up I don't want to say following. I don't like that because you're not following. You're actually participating, right? Because that's what this is about. It's about a community, but not a community sense where, you know, like left community, like it takes a village. It doesn't take a village. It takes like a mother and a father. Okay. That's kind of how it works. So, all right, let's do this. We're going to bring on Michael Schaefer, and then I'm just going to let him kind of give a little quick intro and what he's been working on for probably 2 years at least, since November 3rd, the night here in Mayor Corruption County, when they called the election early. We all went, we're not a blue state. Like, what's going on? It's like, this is not cool. Like, uh-oh. I mean, we didn't know it was going to be that bad. And then I had the privilege and the honor bring into you guys Supervisor Peggy Judd, who is down in Cochise County. They just had their meeting, and then we're gonna talk about that. She's got some interesting good news, like real good news. So Heather, bring on my buddy Michael Schaefer. Michael, how are you today? Oh, we got no sound from Michael Schaefer, so he's gonna check his mic. Everybody's gonna check his mic. But in the meantime, Michael was helping out and responsible for putting together the big summit that we had 2 weeks ago here in, we did at Pollock Theaters with Jim O'Connor and the 15 of the experts that are telling you about the machines, banning the machines. So we had them all down there. You had your Tina Peters, you had your Joe Von Pulitzer, you had your, literally all the experts from, Dr. Frank, like all of the experts that you've been hearing for the past 2 years were part of this. Some were in person, some were there. So that video, there's about 4 or 5 hours of video. They're working on condensing it to like a highlight reel for about 30 minutes. So that should be done in the next couple days. And then that's something that we're going to get out to everybody so you can watch that. And then there's also the Take Action Media Toolkit that I put together that has articles and links and these summits and the videos and clips and interviews and podcasts, and also a lot of the stuff that's on Frank's speech and Selection Code and Brainwash, the documentary that Brandon House did. So I put it all in one location so you can get it and you can watch. It's kind of like the fraud package, and it's only stuff from the past 2 months. So if you want that, it's just because I need to have, it's a PDF, so I have to email it to you. So you go to takeactionitems.com, and once you sign up for the newsletter, you can go ahead and you can automatically download it. And literally share this thing with as many people as you want, because it is loaded with information. Like, especially the naysayers, you'll read a couple things and go, oh, well, yeah, it's there's It's all fraud. Okay, it's all fraud. So, Michael, we are good to go now with sound?
I think you already got me.
I gotcha. You're coming in loud and clear, sir. Loud and clear.
Very good.
So just give them a rundown on what you guys have been working on, and especially you going to these Board of Supervisors meetings to encourage them to give them facts about the accreditation of the machines, and also the fact that we already know there's two sets of books in them, what people voted and what they report out.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, we're extremely disturbed as the people and grassroots organizations, and this isn't a party line thing. This is a honesty and truth thing. And we live in a land that's supposed to present the truth. So there's few things that have got as much evidence against them and facts against them and common sense against them as our voting machines. We had 4 hours of consecutive subject matter experts speaking both in person and across the screens. And you mentioned that video that's going to be going out. We so appreciate your support in this effort. So the questions that we asked ourselves is as we've known this ourselves, because we've been looking at it closely, we know the machines were uncertified because the voting, the labs were not accredited. I own an accredited test lab. I know what's involved. And if you're not accredited, you can't certify. And if the machines aren't certified, then guess what? The votes aren't certified. And if the votes aren't certified, it's an unlawful, illegal election in accordance with our Constitution and the law of the land. The ARS statutes don't allow for unaccredited labs to certify voting machines. So there's some issues there. That's led to them studying more about these machines. And we've taken this after that event with all that evidence. We've a letter from Jim O'Connor has come out and notifying all of the voting county supervisors of this issue. And it's really because they are the decision makers for using or not using the voting machines. That is the tip of the spear. Those people can make that decision, voting machines, no voting machines. And if there's just a smidgen of evidence, that's enough not to use them. And when you have a truckload of evidence, that's really ample common sense would prevail. That's why the video has been done, to help educate. Not everyone has been studying this like we have. So we have visited Pinal County. We've visited Pima County, Cochise. We are so excited to hear that the news of what you're doing, and have gone thumbs down on the voting machines. And this isn't tough switch. We just vote like we always have. Paper ballots, count them at the precincts, pretty easy. Anybody could manage that. Anybody could run that. The cost would be much less. So what we are concerned about hearing is that someone who has a responsibility as an attorney to, according to the law, act as a legal advisor. This is Arizona State ARS Statute 11532, their powers and duties. Act as a legal advisor, attend meetings, oppose claims against the county that the attorney deems unjust or illegal. So I don't see anything in there where it's their decision. It's the supervisor's decision on these voting machines. And we applaud you for the choice to get rid of voting machines. And the attorney needs to step down, step aside, and let you all do your job. And we thank you. We thank you very much for your insight, your wisdom, and your discernment that these voting machines are changing elections. They're stealing elections. They're stealing votes, and they're changing them. And they have it right in their manual. Essentially, it doesn't say we can change votes. It says we can fractionalize votes. If you scratch out fractionalize and we can change votes, that's what fractionalizing is. A vote for you goes to him, or a percentage of it. So unimaginable what we're seeing in our country. We're upset about it, and we just applaud you down there, Supervisor Judd. Thank you.
So before I bring on Supervisor Peggy Judd, I just want to kind of set this up. So, I was sent an article that was written about their meeting that they just had on Tuesday, I believe it was. And I'm reading through this and I'm like, wait a second, they're talking about actually getting rid of the machines. And I'm like, well, okay, who are these people? Like, who are these new rock stars? Who are these superstars? And then I'm seeing, okay, Republican Supervisor Peggy Judd. Okay, all right. And then I'm like, she goes, I don't see why we can't do this. And I'm like, I feel strongly that we can. And then here's what got me. This is what the second page was. It says, but Judd said she's not giving up and she would ask the state attorney general for an opinion on the matter. So I said, she's not giving up. And I just picked up the phone. I said, I got to have her on. And we got to make sure that we join forces. Let her know that the troops are here and we're there for the support. So whatever we need, and if we need more people contacting whomever, That's what we're bringing in. That's what we're asking you guys to show up now. Now it's time. It's really time because I have the leader of a movement here. Okay. So Heather, can you bring on Supervisor Peggy Judd from Cochise County, please? And then you're on mute, my friend. So unmute yourself. We're good to go.
That is what we do. We mute ourselves because we're trained. So I'm here. Hi, everybody.
What a brilliant, brilliant intro. She called me, guys. She called me literally like 15 minutes before. And she goes, hey, Michelle, I'm sorry I didn't have my phone with me. And I'm like, can you please come on? And then she said something. I knew you would like her. I knew I'd like her. So tell us what's going on and then tell us what you need from all of us.
Okay. So I need to go back to the beginning. I had someone want to meet with me right before Labor Day. It's a doctor in Sierra Vista, and he was amazing. He's like, you've got to meet with me. You've got to meet with me. And I had no idea what it was about. And it was to, of course, share with me Commissioner O'Connell's request. I'd already seen that because I'm in the loop here anyway. And then he said that we have a rock star for a county recorder as well. It's David Stevens. Some of you probably remember him in the legislature. And he is a rock star as well. And he had shared, and he is sticking by it. He had shared that the safest election is one-day voting, paper ballots, in person, and hand count. That's the safe election. And he's sticking by it. I talked to him yesterday afternoon, and he said, all morning I've been on the phone with reporters, and that is my message. And he absolutely is determined to make sure that that lasts. So I met with him. I immediately began working on trying to get some sort of a work session. Of course, I was put off a little bit, but you know, we started after Labor Day, just a few days after Labor Day. So really in this month, it's been a miracle that we got to a work session to begin with. And now I honestly feel the more support, like from the two of you today, that we get, the better off we are, because I did speak. I haven't called the attorney general. I felt like that was not respectful. I needed to go to my county attorney, my elected county attorney. And we talked and talked and talked, and I usually can talk people under the rug. So sorry, you guys. But anyway, at the end, what I got out of it was, you could do the right thing here. This is just going to be too hard on our election officials, too hard on our, you know, while we are already in the election, early ballots are already going out, too hard for them to get you guys ready. And I said, well, we can count the day after the polls close. We can even count the next Monday. We just are asking for a hand count. It can be after. And he said, oh, but we'll have to get you trained and everything. Well, we have got 300 people mobilized and ready to go. They are committed to count. And another thing we've heard, and it was actually in the newspaper articles, you'll see it, our elections director thinks that, well, she's probably correctly analyzed that it would take about 2,500 man hours to do a hand count, but we have 200 people at least that want to do it. 100 at least. Let's just say 100 show up and they're trained and vetted and ready to count. Those 100 can do that in 25 hours. So this is not a big deal. This is a 2-day, 3-day thing. So what we need is support is fine. Send it to board@cochise.az.gov. Those type of emails get to all of us. They go through our clerk. Right now, I don't want to say anyone standing in the way, but I did put an agenda item in to do a full hand count of this election. I tried to make it as friendly as possible, where the machine count will determine the election and the hand count will be a verification. So my agenda item doesn't say this hand count is going to be everything, the beat all. It's a starting point. And we understand, because we have a movement that really wants to have everybody of all of these safeguards put in place, including removing the machines. But the start is getting a hand count to see that the machines actually were accurate in our county. And they are really mad about us doing it. And the only way I can think is that they're not certain that their machines are going to do it right. And I feel bad about that, because I've certified a few elections in my day. And I feel bad that I certified those when I wasn't sure the machines were doing it right. So here I am fighting because maybe I'm going to admit, I think I've made a mistake certifying those elections. So here I am admitting that to you guys who really care.
We do, because we've had these conversations with Tina Peters. She's been on the show 3 times, and she, and off air, and that I've had conversations, and she said she didn't know. She didn't know until they did a forensic analysis of the data that was downloaded, that the Dominion or whichever company was in Colorado came in purposely to wipe them out, wipe out the machine. So when she downloaded it and they had it analyzed, there's 2 sets of books. There is what the people voted and what the machines are automatically programmed to change it to. And she said, I had no idea. And there's in the video, which I'm going to play real quick, it's only a minute. She says, I thought it was a secured election. Most of the people, she said, that are working in this system at that level, that they don't know, because they've never been told, or, but now it's out in the open. And then we're finding out that some of the people at the higher levels do know. So yes, they do know, because let's just leave it at that.
Unfortunately,
they do. And it's part of the system. I mean, I'm a strong component. Then I'm going to stand by the quote that I said, that the entire election system is fundamentally designed to control the outcomes. And the people that push back don't want to give up that power to control those outcomes. And it makes sense, because who in their right mind wouldn't say, well, then fine, go ahead, take a look. I don't care. You've got another system that works, let's do that. Yeah. Well, why wouldn't we be pushed back? There's a problem. Like anything else you need. Well, I want you to look and see what's going on underneath the carpet. You know what I mean?
I want to watch your video. I really do. But what's been mentioned is that we have to have a backup plan. What if our machine doesn't work on election day?
Well,
what if someone's reading the ballots? What's our backup plan? So we're going to test, and that's what we mentioned in the meeting, test our backup plan, immobilize us. Let us see how we do. And, you know, that should be in place anyway, a backup plan.
Well, and so, that's the beauty. The state has that already as a contingency plan for, especially like if the power goes out, then there is hand count and ballots. And then we can compare what the machine said versus what the hand count is. If that's, because it sounds like we're going to still have the machines there, but you're going to at least have the hand count to do the comparison, which is what Tina is having to go to court to get done, even though she paid $275,000 to have that done, and they're still pushing back. So that's a whole other thing. So Heather, play the 1 minute video from Selection Code for everybody.
And upon examining those records, there are log files that deal with adjudication. Those are gone.
They're all gone. All of them?
Yes. They would have been gone if I hadn't have done a backup. These people are being selected, not elected. And when the person's vote isn't being honored,
then it's all just an illusion.
Something has to change. If I have to hand count every single election from here on out, that's my commitment to the people.
What if it costs you your life?
And I'll be with my son. I raised the Navy SEAL. I'm a Gold Star mom. Lost him 4 years ago. My blood and his blood is the same. I love this country. I believe this is our last chance to save it. And if we don't get this fixed, if we don't expose what they're doing, I believe we've lost this country.
Yeah, so you can't see, unseen what you've seen. You can't hear what you've heard. And I'm glad that you're a member of that club now, Supervisor Judd. So thank you for your courage. You know, be strong and courageous, right? Isn't that what Joshua 1:5-9 is? And we need more people like you throughout the state of Arizona. So this is kind of a call out to all the other supervisors to do the right thing, follow the lead here, and we can get this resolved. For the people, for what's right. Again, it's not left or right. It's the entire system. Our entire country is depending on an honest and fair election. And we don't have those. We haven't had them for a long time. So we've got about 2 minutes left. So Supervisor Judd, you want to make a comment, and then I'll let Michael make a comment, and then we gotta go.
So I'm excited to hear that your movement is actually moving to get rid of the machines. This has been what everyone that has spoken to me in private, the attorney, the county administrator, everyone who's spoken to me in private says, let's just get through this election, kind of leave the hand count aside. And then next time we'll get rid of the machines. They're kind of promising that we'll do what you want to do. We'll get rid of the machines before the next election, which It's hard for me to believe, but that's my thing. They're blocking me a little bit on, there's no room next week for me to have a special session to have my agenda item heard. So I'm working on that, and I've actually notified them that I will use a city council chambers somewhere to have the, I'll arrange for that for them. So we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done.
And then what's the thing that we can do to help you? Do you want us to send an email that we don't want them? Is that what you
want? Yeah, sure. Send an email to board@cochise.az.gov.
Okay.
Our community's been doing great. That community in Southern Arizona is just really supportive. So it's going to burn up the email machine, but that's okay. Do it.
You do that. And then, of course, we've got our one email, all the county supervisors, the recorders, the election directors, and the sheriffs for the whole state of Arizona. And that's something that everybody can do across the country. azsavesamerica.us. It takes literally less than 2 minutes a day. You fill out your information, you click two buttons. Next thing you know, the petition's out, the email's out. There's phone numbers in there. There's Facebook and Twitter posts if you want to do that. And you can be all over the country. It doesn't matter where you are. Tell 10 friends, and you do it once a day. And then you can send the email directly to them. I'm going to add that to our Take Action menu. So you got that. And of course, I want to get you this media kit. So you go to takeactionitems.com and put in your information to join our newsletter. You can also text action to 91776. Michael, you got like 20 seconds. Give it to me.
Yeah, I think the big thing we all need to recognize is when you take our votes, the people's votes, we own the elections. That's a violation of our civil rights. And you ought to start looking up civil rights. They did it in the 60s with colored people. They took away their opportunity to vote. That was a violation of their civil rights, and that got restored. Ours needs to be restored by the elimination of the voting machines. End of story. They're done.
Yeah, that's it. We got to get rid of them. Melt them down into prison bars, as Michael Lindell has said. So I encourage you to go to our Take Action menu, everythinghomeaboutus.com. We're going to add their direct email so you have that. It's also in the email if you go to the azsavesamerica.us. It's at the very top of our Take Action menu. Don't forget about the midterm boot camp. It's only $20. Incredible tools that are on there. And I'm going to load up that front end of the Take Action menu so that you can join the newsletter. You can join the texting campaign, like right there, text action at 91776. I want you to download that media package. You have all those incredible articles and links and podcasts and summits and documentaries you can share with your friends so you can be sure that you know that there is fraud all over the place. He's like, okay, now I feel confident. And I need to tell everybody, make sure you show up day of in person, and you are going to vote with a blue ballpoint pen. And if you're going to be at the Islamic Center here in Scottsdale, Arizona, I will be your judge. And I'm going to make sure that the election center is secured, everybody. So if you're thinking about doing something nefarious, don't show up there, because I'm going to get you. I'm going to throw you out. And I'm going to call the sheriff. I'm going to arrest you. And I'm going to report it on votifynow.org. So everybody have a great weekend. Get in the game, everybody. I need you to stand up, speak up, show up, and join us. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. This is it. This is the moment of truth, right? And you got to do this, everybody. It's literally, this is it. This is the most important election. You know why? Because you're playing against demons and they're on fire. This is their Super Bowl, no pun intended. I really mean it. And this is how we combat it, and we do it together. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home's special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.
And find us on all the major listening platforms.
Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.